One of the things that we've talked about just briefly, but I want to address a little bit more is Alzheimer's disease. What do we know about it?
There's a cholesterol deficiency problem with Alzheimer's. Cholesterol is so important for neuron synapse transport, and it's very important in the shell of all the cells in their membrane. They need cholesterol, and they need cholesterol critically at those places where they're involved with transport of nutrients and electrical supply and all of this stuff that neurons really depend on. And so the neurotransmission is also in trouble if there's not enough cholesterol. The axons need the cholesterol to be protected from leakage of the signal as it's traveling through the axon. And again, the manganese problem. So the manganese problem applies to both autism and Alzheimer's, because you have those, these are the mitochondrial disorder, which is connected to both of those conditions, is going to be due to the lack of manganese to detoxify. So the mitochondria get damaged by their own activities because you don't have this ability to squelch the electrons that are being produced. You get basically like a type 3 diabetes in Alzheimer's, where the brain is unable to handle sugar. It can't burn sugar as a fuel, which is due to the manganese deficiency. And so then you have alternative fuels, and neurons can use ketone bodies, which are derived from fats, and they can use lactate as a fuel, which is derived from sugar, and they can use alcohol as a fuel. So these are all alternative fuels that the brain could use instead of glucose, which would be a good thing to do if you've got this issue with these damaged mitochondria. So then it becomes really attractive to eat a very high-fat diet if you've already got Alzheimer's, to avoid sugar in your diet, because you can fuel the brain with these alternative fuels that can bypass that stage of the mitochondria that's busted, which if you make that work, it's going to cause more damage to your brain. So I think that's one of the reasons why these high-fat diets are effective for Alzheimer's. But you really need to be eating a very nutrient-dense diet to try to repair Alzheimer's. Because again, all these minerals, and I mentioned manganese, but iron is messed up, manganese is messed up, zinc, you know, molybdenum, all these minerals are messed up by glyphosate. Glyphosate disrupts the first step in making heme. So, and this is really remarkable, because then that's just going to mean that you're going to have trouble transporting iron. And that's, of course, going to mess up the red blood cells too, so you get into anemia issues. And anemia is connected to these brain diseases as well. So, I mean, it's just like an incredibly complicated cascade of all these things. But to treat Alzheimer's, the way I would treat it is the way I would do advise anybody to do stuff, which is to organic diet, whole foods diet, rich in seafood and meats and vegetables, green vegetables, you know, cruciferous vegetables, all these spices, curcumin, you know, so getting various flavonoids and polyphenols and getting sulfur, of course, sulfur-rich foods like garlic and onions. Iodine is probably an issue as well. I mean, selenium is an issue. So all these different nutrients are deficient. And it just takes one to really mess you up. If just one of them is deficient, it really messes you up. But when you say all of them are deficient, so just eating this really nutrient-rich diet, organic, highest quality food you can find. Spend your money on food rather than on drugs.
Right.
Get out in the sun, and especially getting sun exposure to the eyes. Really, really important. But it could actually be destructive if your systems aren't working. Tryptophan, so when the tryptophan is exposed to sunlight, it actually absorbs UV light and turns it into blue light. So you need to eat foods that are rich in tryptophan, which is, again, going back to the seafoods and the meats.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to stare at the blue sky. So if I had Alzheimer's, I would sit outside staring at the blue sky all day long, because blue light goes into the pineal gland, and if it's got any, the pineal gland is probably pretty destroyed, but if it's got any ability to work at all, it can make sulfate out of the blue light from staring at the blue sky. So that'd be my really unusual sort of biggest recommendation for Alzheimer's. I would also recommend soaking in Epsom salt baths, because that's sulfate, that's magnesium sulfate. You can absorb the sulfate through the skin, and that really gets you sulfate without you having to make it. You know, you have it already ready made, bypassing the gut, because the gut can have all kinds of issues with getting sulfate in. So I think that soaking in you know, ideally going to a sulfur hot springs, you know, natural sulfur soaking bath and staring at the blue sky. So get into the hot springs outdoors, look at the blue sky, stay there all day long. If you've got Alzheimer's, that might be a good place to start. Sure.